Into the new year, look, it's a tough one because even though the US economy is doing well and it's healthy, et cetera, I guess, you know, it comes down to your view on the Australian economy. Is it as weak as everyone expects? Because if it isn't, then the RBA aren't going to cut rates. And if they don't cut rates, there's ample scope for a very big lift on the currency. And the fact is that we've still got a sizable interest rate differential with the US. And whilst commodity prices have come off sharply, the terms of trade is still very high relative to history. So we're getting to a point where the Aussie dollar could tend back towards parity just based on some of the fundamentals. It's a very tough call on the currency at the moment.
And with other major trading partners like Japan and the European Union, they're both economies that have been printing money in the past couple of years. What's the performance of the Australian dollar been like against those two currencies?
The Aussie dollar has actually been quite elevated, quite strong against yen and euro. And that is because even though expectations are building that the RBA will cut rates in 2015, expectations are building that the European Central Bank will print money. So we're being trumped, if you want to think of it that way, with money printing. And the Bank of Japan have been printing, you know, for the better part of two decades. And they are doing it even more aggressively. So there's no expectation the Japanese are all of a sudden going to raise taxes and get their public balance sheet in order. They'll continue to print money. They've been, you know, been getting away with it for this long. Why would they change? So that means that the Australian dollar will probably remain elevated against the yen and the euro going into next year.
And just finally, Adam, for the first time in almost 30 years, the Australian and New Zealand dollars are getting very close to parity. Is there a reason for this?
The New Zealand economy on every single metric is outperforming the Australian economy. They have successfully navigated the disasters, the earthquakes and all the challenges that they've had. And their policymakers have had a really proactive, you know, look at the economy. And so strong is the Kiwi economy that they've seen fit to try and normalise rates. Now, that's a very positive development for long-term growth. So the market looks at New Zealand and they think this is a place on the go. This is a well-managed, well-run economy. And naturally, the Kiwi goes up in value. If you contrast that with Australia, where business confidence is low, everyone's dour, everyone's talking about the never-ending recession, the terms of trade. You know, there's not a lot of, international investor looks at that and just thinks, you know what, you people need to have a good hard look at yourselves. And until you do, you know, we're not too encouraged about your currency. So it's really a vote of confidence in the New Zealand economy and you know, the fact that they've seen fit to raise rates very nominally to help support financial stability.
Adam Carr is the chief economist for the Eureka Report, and while he says many parts of the Australian economy are feeling gloomy about growth, that's not the case for agricultural exporters. For almond growers, where good times have been a feature of the industry for several years now, the managing director of one of the country's largest growers and processors, Select Harvests, says the currency drop has been worth millions.
Almonds, huge benefit to us. Obviously, 80% of our product we export offshore and it's all traded in US dollars. So really the change in the currency effectively drops straight through to the bottom line. So, you know, it's worth several million dollars to us, the recent movement in the Australian currency.
Paul Thompson is the managing director of Select Harvests. And there's other parts of the economy that will benefit as well. The director of the South Australian Centre for Economic Studies, Michael O'Neill, says smaller manufacturers in the sluggish state and the country's miners will also feel the benefits that flow from having a lower Australian dollar.
The exporters have really struggled when the dollar's been up that high, but it's come off, as I said, round about the Australian US exchange rate of about 83 cents at the moment. So that's very positive, as I said, for a lot of smaller exporters that are not household names that are producing high-value products selling into the US economy, which is picking up as well.